chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today, you guys are newcomers to Chapel Hill, Donna and Paul Kuhn, the new owner, the owners of the new Meat House on Franklin Street. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate Deborah.
I kind of went in and corralled them one day a couple weeks ago and said, you've got to come on the show. I had been lucky enough to try some of the beef tips and was really impressed. So it's pretty obvious, if I would let y'all talk for a minute, it's going to be obvious y'all aren't from around these parts.
That's true, Deborah. We are both originally from New York, but this is our third return and our final visit to the Carolinas. We love it here.
You're staying, right?
That's
we are
correct.
Staying.
You're staying. So, okay, let's backtrack a little bit. Is this your first food business?
Yes, it is. I originally was in the corporate world and looked forward to an opportunity to do things for myself.
Well, this is certainly doing things for yourself. And Donna, is this your full-time job?
It is.
Paul and Donna, you go somewhere else during the day.
Correct. I'm in educational sales during the day. So
okay.
That's the paying job.
She's our marketing person.
The paying job and the marketing person. Well, tell me about, let's talk a little bit about the Meat House. I've been in, this was my first visit into the Meat House not too long ago. Great philosophy. There's some things I really like about it. Tell me what appealed to y'all.
Well, originally we were customers of the Meat House. We were in New Hampshire at the time. We had visited the Bedford, New Hampshire location, and the way it turned out was that I was looking for an opportunity, and they were starting to franchise. So it was kind of a marriage made in heaven. We were very impressed with the philosophy of the Meat House. We're, as I said, we were customers. Because of the customer service, that's one of the things that drew me to the Meat House as a business. I'm a very customer-focused individual, mm-hmm. and we emphasize the customer service. Everybody that walks in the door gets greeted, as well as we'll carry the purchases out to your car.
Well, so tell me, yes, y'all did that for me. Carried a bag of ice for me. So tell me what is the philosophy?
The philosophy of the Meat House is that we are very customer-driven. We're very community-driven. I'm sorry.
The idea behind it is the fact that within less than 10 minutes' time, a customer can come in and basically shop the store and get everything they need for one meal and to be able to serve what they're looking for. And it's a convenience for your customers, but more importantly, it's the quality of the product that you're going to get, and you're going to be appreciated. We have butchers on staff at all times, so if you have questions or if you have a special cut of meat, we can actually cut according to the way you want. I know as the person that used to do all the shopping at the house, how frustrated I used to be when I'd go in and I look at a roast and the roast wouldn't really be what I needed. And I would try to find somebody who could assist me. And if I could, you know, either there wasn't a butcher on staff or it was hard to find somebody that could help you, or even more importantly, somebody who could give me the directions on how to prepare something properly.
So take me, I walk in the door, take me on a little tour for our listeners. Tell me about the inside of the store and how will I find everything I need for dinner?
Well, the thing is that we are a butcher shop and a small groceryette. Basically, we have a 10-minute shopping experience for everything that you need for an entire meal, whether that's potato salad and hot dogs or a full steak and twice-baked potatoes. We've got a variety of different prepared foods. We've got beers and wines. We've got frozen foods. We have things that are for meat eaters, as mm-hmm. well as people that are not meat eaters. A little bit of product for everybody. What we do is take people around the store, show them the type of products that we have, identify what is local. A lot of our product is from North Carolina.
That's, well, you know, I love that.
Well, it's an emphasis that the franchise has for each store to be individualized to the area that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that drew us to the Meat House also.
That was also one of the things that drew us to Chapel Hill area as well. In some of the research when we were trying to decide where we wanted to open the business and settle our family and settle really our lives, Chapel Hill was very appealing to us because we knew that they had a real strong sense of, first of all, foodies in the area. And we knew that was important, but also the sense of community and support for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been encouraging to us to see how many people come in and they're really excited to see that we carry a lot of the local items, and they appreciate the fact that we want to support them as well as they want to be able to support them. I mean, Chapel Hill has a lot of options for you out there as to where you can grocery shop.
Yes, it does. More than, I mean, I think per capita, we are, it's astronomical the choices that we have when you look at all the little groceries.
Right.
And the big groceries.
And the big groceries.
And that shows you how much of a foodie orientation the area is.
And the fact that they all seem to be surviving fairly well under this economy. I mean, people are still going to spend money, not as much probably on food and drink, but you still have to eat. And you still have to drink wine.
Well, one of the opportunities that we bring to the table is that we can bring high quality, very good food that people can produce for themselves in their own home as opposed to going out and saving some money.
So I noticed that you had you have a little produce section, so I can go back and decide I'm going to have steak and baked potatoes and salad, make a salad. Mm-hmm. I can pick potatoes up, or I can walk over to the frozen case and get macaroni and cheese. Did I see mac and cheese?
We've got mac and cheese. We've got items that are for those that are gluten-free. We carry some gluten-free items. We also carry organic items. We carry some great selection of craft beers, as well as about 135 plus, give or take, facings of wine. Mm-hmm. We have desserts. So really, the whole meal can be taken care of. But the one thing I don't want people to think is the fact that we would only cater to, you know, a certain population, because really all price points. I mean, we can be able to, people can come in and easily purchase good quality chicken and steak tips, marinated steak tips, which is really our signature items, at a price that's reasonable.
Well, you know, I raved about the steak tips on my blog, Simmer to Sizzle, and y'all let me walk out of there with some lemon pepper chicken that I did wonderful things with last week. Before we go, we're going to have to go to break in a second. Before we go, give us a street address, hours, web address, all that good stuff.
All right. We're at 1508 East Franklin Street. We're in the building that used to be the Applebee's. We're directly across the street from the Sienna Hotel. Our hours were from 9 to 7, but if our lights are on and you need food, we'll open the doors and we'll serve you.
And web address.
Web address is www.themeathouse.com, and that can take you to the locations that we have for a variety of different locations in the United States.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table with me today. We're actually in the big studio and not often in here, so it's kind of fun. I feel like we're more important today, you know. I've got around the studio with me Paul and Donna Kuhn, owners of the new Meat House on Franklin Street. So, I'm a fan. Tell me a little bit about how you are getting attention in Chapel Hill. And I know that you have a very active community giving back to the community program. Tell me how that works and how shoppers can help support those local chosen community.
Sure. We're real excited about that. And it's something that Paul and I believe in, our employees believe in, and it's also done with a lot of great support for the from the franchise itself. Since we've been open, which is about 4 months, we have worked with a variety of different local charities. We've done some work with the South Orange Fire and Rescue. We've worked with the Chapel Hill Realtors for their Fix-A-Home charity. We've also worked with...
Chapel Hill Fire Department is one that we're really proud of.
You got to know they probably love y'all.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're big.
I mean, what fireman doesn't like a big old hunk of meat, right?
Right, right.
Exactly.
And that's supporting the J.C. Burr Center at UNC. We're also going to be working with Turn the Town Pink, and or Tickle Pink, as they're known in the area. And we're going to be working with on Monday, October 3rd and Monday, October 17th, which are the days that have been designated for theirs, where 10% of the marinated meat sales will be donated to this wonderful charity, which supports the UNC Limeburger Cancer Facility. We're very excited to have been able to participate with A Tasteful Affair, mm-hmm. which supports the Ronald McDonald House.
And that's coming up
in November. That's November 6th. And we're going to be one of, I think, 10 or 15 restaurants or food suppliers in the area.
Will y'all be cooking, or are you just going to supply food?
We are going to be actually cooking our steak tips.
Yes. And is this, you can get more information about this by going to?
The Ronald McDonald House would be able to supply more information about
okay.
that on the tickets and those types of things. We just did this a couple of weeks ago with the local Crohn's and Colitis chapter as well. Mm-hmm. And we helped support their big fundraising event. And if we don't ring our own horn, we did have quite a few people come up to us afterwards and said that they were very, very happy with it, what we did there. So we were real excited about it. So,
well, I noticed that on the there's a sort of a bulletin board right when you walk mm-hmm. in or as you're checking out that tells you what the schedule is for who you support and what day. And is it the same every week or does it change every week?
There's different days of the week that are designated for the different groups. For the Chapel Hill Fire Department, it's Fireman Fridays. That's
I couldn't have thought of that better.
And then this Friday night, we're going to be working with the Booster Club from Chapel Hill High School, and we're going to be cooking steak sandwiches there for them, and that's going to be a fundraiser for them. So we're working with them to help support the Booster Clubs and the different schools in the area as well.
Right. We're cooking the food, and they're selling the sandwiches.
Okay, so that's going to be Friday night before this airs, so y'all don't run out hunting for that.
Oh,
that'll happen another
sorry.
Night, but you can – you may you, speaking of sandwiches. Sandwiches.
Yes,
you do make sandwiches.
We do.
Right.
Are they? You have them pre-made, or are they to order?
They're made to order. Within the tour, we'll show you 38 feet of meat case. Part of it is the deli products that
mm-hmm.
we have. It's Boar's Head deli meat that we do sandwiches, signature sandwiches, as well as just cut meat for you. We also have homemade sausages and our veal case. Everything is all made on the premises. There are a couple that we can't do very well, which is like the English bangers. We buy those. We also have our steak case. It's all cut-to-order steaks. Everything is cut in the case. If there's something that you want that isn't there, we'll cut it for you. But the other thing is our marinated steak tips.
And I can get a sandwich of those. So you're...
Correct.
You cook it there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, do you have a grill? I was back behind there. I walked around and kind of took a peek back there. I didn't see a grill, but I guess I wasn't paying attention.
We do have a grill. We also have an oven in there. As a matter of fact, we do make our meat muffins there as well.
Oh,
and we're
going to
be doing a couple
that?
Of other things. So,
what's
yes,
a meat? Now you got to tell me about that.
A meat muffin is basically we take a really great strong meatloaf recipe and we make it up in muffin tins, and we bake it. And then after it's baked for the first time, we then pipe on mashed potatoes, bake it again, and so we've got it. You just take it home and reheat it. Great, kids love it. It's a great little portion size of meatloaf.
Well, I was going to ask what the muffin top was, but now I know that that's potatoes, and that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, they've been a real hit.
How much is a muffin? What did you call it again?
Meat muffin. Meat muffin. That's a play on words there. We're, if I remember correctly, they're about $1.99 each.
Oh, what a deal.
So, yeah, so it's a real good deal. One of the things that we did forget to mention, I wanted to let folks know, is we do carry exotics from meats, so from alligator to venison and in between. And we are able to source additional products, so that's the beauty. Make sure you check with somebody behind our meat case if you don't see it, and let us try to see what we can to place your orders. We are going to be working with the holidays coming up. We're going to be taking orders for fresh turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to let us know ahead of time what you're doing, and we're going to be bringing in a variety of sizes of fresh turkeys as well.
And then for Christmas, it'll be the roasts. Certainly, the beef side of things will be in the December timeframe, but we'll have turkeys galore.
Well, I noticed that you have whole duck.
Correct.
Right. And duck breast.
Duck breast.
Duck, we've got.
So pheasant, will you have pheasant, and or is that something you'd have to specially ask for?
We would have to get pheasant. We've got foie gras. We've got oxtail.
Uh-huh.
We've got a variety of different exotics. Ostrich.
Alligator.
How about turducken?
That would be a special order. Yes, we could take care of that.
So I know where I'm going to buy my holiday stuff now. And I love, in the last segment, I want us to get in a really briefly. I know it's a short segment, but I want us to talk a little bit about some of your local products. I, in fact, did go with a friend, and we bought the entire meal, and including dessert. You have Maple View ice cream, and it was pretty lovely. So do y'all eat there every day? Do you take home food?
We take home food quite a bit.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite?
Steak tips are my favorite.
Which flavor?
Oh, the Meat House, of course.
Well, I think that's what I had, and I'm looking forward to trying the... There's a wine one. Is it Burgundy wine?
Burgundy wine.
Burgundy wine. We've got maple bourbon, garlic and pepper, lemon pepper. There are seven different marinades for each, the poultry and for the beef.
Well, we're going to need to run to break, but before we go, one more time, give us the street address.
1508... East Franklin Street, across from the Sienna Hotel, what was the old Applebee's.
The old Applebee's. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around the studio with me today Paul and Donna Kuhn from the Meat House on Franklin Street. I'm so glad y'all came and talked to me. And we got games in our field of vision. Y'all got to have something for football and basketball.
Sure. We're real excited. As a neighborhood butcher shop, which is really what makes sure everybody understands, we are a butcher shop. We're not a restaurant. We are putting together game day packages. So you can either stop by the store, pick up our one page, which kind of lists all of our products, lists some of the flavors, the prices, and just check mark what you want. And what we'll do is we'll package it all together, have it ready in a cooler style bag with ice, and you're ready to go. Just stop by on your way to the wherever you're going to go do your tailgating. Come pick it up and take it there and be the head of the tailgate.
Or even if you're having people at your house.
Correct, at your house itself.
What if I don't know what I want? What are some of my options? Or can I just pick anything in the store? I just come in and say...
We pretty much have everything...
Meat.
We pretty much have everything listed there. I mean, we've got people that want sausages, burgers. We carry a good quality hot dog, also for the steak tips, and our chicken. So we have it listed there. We have chicken wings. We have some flavored chicken wings that people love. Our Sam Adams bratwurst are really appreciated.
The chicken wings, do I have to cook them or are they already cooked?
Everything is, except for the prepared foods, everything is already, or it's just raw meat.
Okay.
You have to cook
it. But you're going to tell me how to cook all
Absolutely.
That.
Just that's part of the customer service. Our butchers and the caseworkers they'll ask questions to find out what you're doing for mm-hmm. dinner, what your thoughts are, and try and help you identify the type of products that would go well with your dinner party or your tailgate.
And you'll help me pick out beer and wine to go with it.
Of course.
So, how are your hot dogs? I kind of have a weakness for hot dogs, chili dogs.
They're good.
Yeah, boar's head.
We carry boar's head.
I'm real excited that y'all are here, and I think it's just for our side of town, it's kind of fun to know that I can just drive down the street and don't have to run all the way to a big old market and stand in line. Your case is just so entertaining, and I love the fact that it's so tall, and I always watch the employees. They're back there, and they see you, and then all of a sudden they get about 2 feet taller because the case is so tall.
Right. We have a step up behind so that we can interact with the customers and be able to show them exactly what they're looking at.
How much training do your employees get?
We have in-store training. We have franchise support for the training so that all of the employees know all of the products and are well-versed in terms of the type of products that go well together. Mm-hmm. If they don't know the answer, they'll turn and ask somebody else that does. We always have a butcher on staff that can answer questions and or help identify how to cook something.
Well, you know, one of the things that I mentioned is how much I enjoyed walking in and finding a lot of local products. And I think Chapel Hill Creamery cheeses and Carola Curry, you had some of their sauces.
Sure.
And
we have Bart's barbecue sauce. Matter of fact, Bart just won an award for top sauce here in North Carolina. We carry Gugelhoff breads. We also carry Yaz Best products. And we've got Cafe 121 on some prepared foods. We're looking to keep incorporating more and more local foods. Chapel Hill Toffee has been selling off the shelves at our store.
Oh, love that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, so y'all, if you've got a product, you got an audience
Stop
here who's
by.
Willing to try it. So tell them I sent you. And thank y'all for coming and visiting.
Thanks for inviting us.
We really enjoyed it.
I really appreciate it. You'll see me soon. You know that.
Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.